We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov bePirchos Eliyahu when increases Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet Chayovei Chatos VaAshos VaDoin SheAvar Alehen Yom HaKippurim. Someone who is chayav a korban chatos or a korban asham, and an asham is an asham vadai, and Yom Kippur is passed. So he did some avera before Yom Kippur, and now he hasn't yet brought his korbanos. And Yom Kippur is best. Chayavin lohavi lachar Yom HaKippurim. The halacha is that he has to bring them after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur may atone for sins, but it does not atone for someone who's chayv to bring a korban. He still has to buy the animal, make sure to bring the korban. That's true when it comes to a korban chatas and an asham vadai. But chayavei ashamos tiluyin pturim. But if someone was chayv an asham tali, there was a suffix whether he did an aveir for which is chayv kares, for which is chayv a korban chatas. And he normally would have to bring an Asham Tali. He didn't bring the Asham Tali, and now Yom Kippur passed. So, says the Mishnah, he's now potter after Yom Kippur from bringing the Asham Tali. Why? Asham Tali. Why? It says the Gemara and Daf, Chavhei says like this. The Pasuk says, regarding Yom Kippur, Mikol Chatoseichem Lifnei Hashem Titaru. We are going to be purified from the Chatoim that are Lifnei Hashem. What does that mean? Chatoim that are Lifnei Hashem, which means something that only Hashem knows about. That's the Asham Tali situation. It's a suffix. I don't know I did something wrong. Only Hashem knows. So, Mikol Chatoseichem Lifnei Hashem Titaru. That means that Yom Kippur will atone for that chait, that Lifnei Hashem, that Hashem knows and you don't know. That's the Asham Tali chait. So therefore, since Yom Kippur atones for you, you don't have to bring it afterwards. We may know the famous drasha as well. Mikol chatosechem lefnei Hashem titaru. Only chatoim that are lefnei Hashem, that ben adam lamakom, we receive purification in Torah Yom Kippur. But ben adam lechavero, so a person has to be meratze es chavero for atonement. Then the Mishnah says, Misha ba al yado safek asfek avero biyom hakippurim, afilu im chashecha pater shekol hayom mechaper. Someone who on Yom Kippur did something which may have been, it's a suffix whether he would be chayv a korban chatos or not, there for which there would be a chiv kares. So it's, let's say, on Yom Kippur. Let's say Yom Kippur itself. Well, there's the chiv kares Yom Kippur. Person has a suffix whether what he just ate was a medicine, that's not food, or was a piece of food. Suffix not true. So if that... that type of suffix would take place on another day. Well, you wouldn't have an issue. It wouldn't be Yom Kippur. But the idea we get that here we have a suffix. He would be an Asham Tali normally. But since this happened on Yom Kippur, so he's not chayv an Asham Tali after Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur is going to be Mechaper. But the chiddush of the Mishnah is that it happens even im chashecha, meaning you don't need the whole day of Yom Kippur to be Mechaper. One would have thought that maybe when I did the Aver before Yom Kippur, the reason why I don't need to bring an Asham Tali after Yom Kippur is because the entire Yom Kippur day from the beginning to end is Mechaper, gives the person atonement. That's true, but you don't need the whole day, even one moment. Right before it gets dark, a person did this suffek avera for which he potentially b'chayv korban chatos, so you don't need to bring an Asham Tali after Yom Kippur because the whole day of Yom Kippur, even the last moment, is mechaper. Perek Vav Mishnah Hey. Ha'isha she'esh alea chatas ha'of suffek. A woman who has to bring a bird chatos out of a doubt. We've had this in the past. A woman has a miscarriage, and it's not clear whether this is considered a leida, a birth, or not. And she's bringing this out of a suffix. And sha'avar aleha Yom HaKippurim. So she hasn't brought it yet, which means she had a miscarriage before Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur passed. She has yet to bring this chatas ha'of on the suffix. Chayeves lahavi la'achar Yom HaKippurim. So here the Mishnah is telling us this works differently than the Asham Tali. The Asham Tali Yom Kippur is mechaper for it. The woman who's bringing this suffix for the miscarriage, she has to bring that after Yom Kippur. Why? Mipnei shamachsharta le'achol bazvachim. Because bringing this korban permits a woman, let's say she really had a birth. This miscarriage had the status of a leida. So she's not allowed to eat karbanos till she brings this karban. So since it's machshir her to eat karbanos, she has to bring this out of a suffix even though Yom Kippur passed. Because this is not just kapara. If this were just kapara, so then Yom Kippur would take care of it. But it's not about kapara. It's about being machshir her to, yes, she's mechuseres kapara as well. We know that the woman who's a yoledes is mechuser kapara. But here, this is the idea, the mechuser kapara is not about an avera necessarily, it's about the fact that she is unable to bring, to eat karbanos till she brings this. So therefore, Yom Kippur is not going to affect this at all, and she therefore has to bring the suffix chata sa'of after Yom Kippur as well. Chata sa'of haba la safek. So this is our case. Chata sa'of, that a woman brings based on a case of a safek, whether she had a miscarriage or not, whether it's a, well, she had a miscarriage, but whether it has the status of a leida or not. Im she'nimloka no dala harezo tikaver. If, let's say, the malika was done, which means she brings the burn chatas because she has this doubtful status. And now, after the malika was done on the bird by the Kohen, we realize that the miscarriage actually is not a leda at all, and she didn't need to bring this as a karban. So this is not a karban. Says the Mishnah, harezo tikaver. This needs to be buried. So this seems to be following the rule that chulin shenishchatu ba'azara has to be buried. And that's in fact what this is. This is not a carbon at all. She wasn't really chayv to bring this because the miscarriage she realized was determined was not a leida, was not a halachic birth at all. So this is not a carbon. This is chulin. And it's chulin that was slaughtered, so to speak, in the azara. So therefore it has to be buried. Now the Gemara in Daf Chavav makes the point that this is really only a din de rabbanan. Mida oraisa, there should be nothing wrong with getting hana from this bird. Why is that so? Well, this is not even, this should be mutvara, because this was not a carbon at all. This and the halacha of chulin shenishchatu ba'azara should not apply, because this is not nishchata, this was not shechted. This was nimlak, this had the malika, with the thumb, the nail of the thumb of the kohen. So that's a different halacha. Nonetheless, the chachamim made it takan, made a gzera derabanan that we bury it, because after all, the chatas ha'of, we may remember, that's brought out of stuff, it can't be eaten. So since it's similar to kachim that became pasul, we view it like that and we bury it. We don't burn it, but we do bury it.